the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The hermit spends Walpurgis Nacht by the cornerstone. Almost as if to pry Giovanni away from the beautiful visions in his sleep, suddenly he began to experience a series of nightmares creeping up from his inner depths. A lady, looking like a pagan goddess, was calling out to him. She was holding three ears of corn clasped against her bosom in her right arm. She had corn husks woven into her stringy hair. She looked just like the ancient images of Mother Earth that Giovanni had seen once upon a time in a lesser-traveled corner of the Vatican Library. "I am Walpurga," the strange lady seemed to say. At that time, Giovanni could have sworn that she was called Walburga or maybe even Faubourg. As the images became muddled and confused in the mind of the hermit, he saw her accompanied by a series of monsters. One of these earth demons had a spade and called itself Malogra. It was flanked by two others called Diasque and Descarnado. They were trying to pry something out of the ground with some pickaxes while Cucuy and Grangolina shouted out words of encouragement. Above them both, a tall one, a monster called La Larga, and a sorrowful one called Llorona, let their tears trickle down into the earth. In the meantime, as the stone that they were trying to pry loose budged a little, a serpentine creature called Viboron slithered out from under the rock and hissed hotly at him. It turned out that the stone that the evil creatures had pried loose and carried away was the original cornerstone of a newly established cathedral. This first cathedral of Santa Fe was built on the site where six other adobe churches had originally stood, with the first one erected in 1610. By sealing away the original cornerstone of the recently established cathedral, the new religion would have no visible home, and it was doomed to failure. In his dream, the hermit saw the tears of Llorona and La Larga fall upon the mortar of the cornerstone and began melting it away. Bishop Jean-Baptiste Lamy had just laid that cornerstone a week earlier in 1869. He had brought the granite stone from a quarry just east of Santa Fe. Now it was gone. The night creatures were dancing with joy of their triumph upon this Walpurgis Nacht. The hermit writhed in his sleep, scratching his face among the brambles. In a foggy vision, he saw the creatures take the cornerstone and heave it into a new well that had been dug just behind the low-rising walls of the new cathedral. He saw that the well had been filled in and kept, with the original cornerstone still within it. There it would remain until New Mexico had need of it, sometime in the future. Then the hermit heard the voice of St. Francis quoting an old scriptural passage, "O come and let yourselves be made into living stones." He seemed not to understand what the voice had said to him, but if his compatriot had said it, then there must be some local mystical symbolism attached to it. He approached the corner of the low cathedral walls, and he felt tears roll down his eyes and trickle along his cheeks. In the shadows, his tears looked like trails of blood, and they seemed to melt into the very stones and harden like mortar. Again he heard the voice of Saint Walpurga. "You are now Eleofori," she said. "That means that oil will flow from the palms of your hands and anoint any surface that you touch. It is just like the oil that seeps up to the surface from my body lying underneath the stone slab." Giovanni woke up with a start, dimly aware of the fact that he needed to pay a visit to the new Bishop of Santa Fe. He knew that this would not be an easy encounter, but a necessary one. He prayed for strength. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.